song, don't sing.
Last week started speaking about one of the Yehudim, one of the promises that speaks about Mashiach's days is that Asida Isha Shetelet B'chol Yoim. Women will give birth every single day. B'kesher, in connection to that, I wanted also to discuss a little bit other aspects that are maybe directly or indirectly connected with that, and then we'll discuss that Maimer Chazal a little bit more. There is a Mechilta, a Medrash, that says that when Mashiach will come, every single Yid will have children, sons, ki yotzi Mitzrayim, as many as those that went out of Mitzrayim, which is 600,000.
More went out, only that.
Huh?
Levad mitof.
Yeah, I'm saying that say officially the number that went out of Mitzrayim is 600,000. And it brings a pasuk in Tillim, it says, Tachas aveisecha yiu vanecha. That, I don't know, in the place of your fathers will be your sons, which means that the Yidden will have as many children as, every single Yid will have as many children as Davis, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had. And then it says, you might think if they're going to be, not only they'll have children, but they're going to be Choshev people. It says, you might think they'll be businessmen. So the Pasuk says, Tachas aveisecha yiu vanecha tishisei me'ilasarim mechol aretz. He'll make them ministers, important people. Then the Medrash continues and says, if it's, what is, I forgot exactly how he continues. He goes on to the Pasuk, Vatam tili mamlachas kainim begoy kaddish. Says that even if it's ministers, but he says says he brings, they'll be like kings, Vatam tili mamlachas, will be like kings, but even kings, sometimes they have to go to war. So he brings the Pasuk, Koyanim. What does Koyanim mean? Koyanim means, it says that the sons of David were Koyanim. They were like ministers, they were princes. It says they were all cared for. So the Yidden will be Koyanim. It says, then another medrash that finishes, if they're going to be Koyanim, you might think that they're going to be Betalim, like, you know, like, you could have a prince, you could have a king, he runs the world, he owns a lot, but you know, there's nothing special about him. So it says, "V'goy kaddish." Every single yid will be holy. So, from here, the medrash says that we see over here that this in here, every single yid will have 600,000 children. The same Maimer Chazal is brought down in Medrash Tilim on the pasuk Tachas Avisecha Yiu Vanecha. I think it's the end of Kapitel Mem Hey or something, and he says there that. But there he adds a piece. He says, don't wonder on this statement that we said that every single Jew will have 600,000 children. He says, because a chicken, a hen, lays, says the different gersois here, regular hen or tainagrelis habor, certain type of hen lays, in a long day she lays two eggs, and in a short day she lays one egg. So in other words, Yidden will have children like Al-Darachur, I mentioned last week that Amgalnil showed a chicken to the student that was wondering how is it possible for a woman to have a child every day. He showed her a chicken lays an egg every day. But in this method, she adds a twist. Sometimes she lays two eggs every day. In other words, Yidden will have children, so many, and also a number of children together. Now, if you make the calculation, in order to have, if a person will have one child a day, in order to have 600,000 children, I think it's a cheshbon of 16,647 years later. I might be off a few years, but I made the cheshbon.
16,000.
1,600. It says 1,000 and
600.
Like 247 years to have 1,000 children. Only just make a cheshbon, 100,000 days. How many years that is? So
I don't know if the cheshbon has to be that way.
Good.
Also, and then it's also your children. Because you're dismayed.
All right, good. Enochanam. So, first of all, what is the point of having so many children? So, pshat, it's not a big question. It's pshat, and besides, contrary to today's mentality, but having a lot of children is a bracha. It says the Moshe, the Medrash speaks about the Doed HaMabul, which I'll soon get to. because there's a connection between the way things were then, the way things will be when Mashiach will come. By the Deir HaMabu, before the flood, it says, why did they sin? Because they had abundance of good. They didn't have to work the field. It says that different medrashim, but the point is the atmosphere was very healthy. It was like springtime all year round. They would have to sow maybe once in 40 years, and the trees would produce fruit on its own, and they were strong and mighty. They didn't get sick.
After Niskal lo Adomo.
Because the Niskal Adomo is man Adam Rishon, but Mei Noyach is
Nochah. Still Nochah.
Good, the Medrash sagt nicht zusammengewehen Nochah,
which we don't have today.
Which we don't have today, no. That's why David should said, this is why, because the Deir HaMabul had such good, and they had, it says that they had so many children, each one had many children, katsoin, like sheep. In other words, they had such abundance of good, they said they were murdered in David, they rebelled in David. So David should said, first of all, he made life rough and tough, that first came to Mabul, but after the Mabul, a person's life is 120 years. Then David should made the different seasons of the year. It says after the Mabul, he said Lo Yishbois is going to be summer, winter, and it's going to, you know, it won't
good.
Be.
Before
won't
the
be
Mabul was also Mistomer. Na,
is it under Mefarshim Zogin?
As
Nish. Some Mefarshim learned Pshat that they say the sun went with the. I think I mentioned this in the past in one year. The sun went together with the equator. The sun didn't go on one parallel to the earth. So the whole year, so it was.
It's complicated. Very, very complicated to go that way because the cheshbenis of the days, everything that Rama makes is Mibriyas Elam. And if it wasn't following that thing, then you lost the whole format of calculation, how to figure out how it was. Because
a year, a day, a week.
It won't work if the whole system of this galaxy of how the
sun. So Rambam learns from after the Rambam.
No, he doesn't count from after the Rambam. He comes from
no, because Rambam definitely doesn't learn that way. Because Rambam clearly learned as he doesn't learn like this b'chlam. But the armor first and they learned this. I'm saying how they fit with Kiddush HaChedesh, they go to Shaila. So the idea of having an abundance of children is considered the Simon Bracha in Pashtus. The more than people today, the age, with modern and secular way of looking at things.
The problem is today the world is a rotten world. It's very things hard. Everything goes hard for you. They should tell you that it's green and good. Kinder sein gut, und die Welt sein gut, und Salz sein gut. This is a
blessing. I'm saying people today, they have children in the studio, they can't sit and watch a movie by night if they have to take care of their child. It's a different type of movement. You know, everything is Mdois Kechashm, the Letz, the Pruta, they have one or two children.
That's a problem. That's a problem.
And the dog and the cat.
Mamutzach bringing up the kids. Kids rebel against.
And people that have money, in the secular world, nothing to do with having money. Even people that have a lot of money, having more than two children is unheard of. Chalef, and that wasn't the Islam position that gave us a trachmut. But then there's another, because another nikud is that it says that one of the brachas the Eibusha gave Avram, as if Samti as Zaracha, Kafara, Chalayam, Afara, others, the Eibusha will make Yidden as numerous as the sand. By the seashore,
yes,
and so when is this bracha going to be fulfilled? It'll be fulfilled when Mashiach will come. It says that the Yidden will be the Noifan Hashalah Yisaf from Yidden. Won't be able to count them. This bracha is going to be mekuyim when Mashiach will come. It says the Yidden are bleak wool. So what, the fact that every Yid will have so many children is going to manifest the bracha of David Shet Avram Avinu that Yidden will be unlimited.
It's an interesting thing. I'm sorry for going away for this, but it's an interesting thing. But in the Welt, you see this very often, that when they start asking these kind of questions, you tell them, tell me, did you ever sit down and calculate how many stars in the world there? The world, you see how big the world is? The Kashmir today, you know, there's billions of stars.
Yeah.
So, and the stars, they know they're much greater than bigger and bigger than this place for that.
Modern brachas. They reach the
Katana. Yeah.
Fine. So that's an imshat. Now there's another vort here, which for some people that have a hard time accepting this imshat, but there's a side besides an important idea to discuss. Mefarshim explained that there's another layer over here. Maybe someone's the main idea. Doesn't necessarily mean that in quantity-wise, every single Jew will have as many children as those that went out of Mitzrayim, 600,000. But it means quality-wise. In other words, that we know that Yidna went out of... I'm using my own words, but I hope I'm not saying anything that doesn't fit with the sources. We know the Chassidus explains that every one of the neshamas, the one out of Mitzrayim, the 600, the source of neshamas of Yidden, is 600,000. Okay, there's many millions of Yidden, but we always know that the root neshamas, Chassidus Gadol Cheshbon, 6 times 6, from the Ganze Maisa, the root neshamas are 600,000. So today, every neshama is what? Every neshama is a nitzitz. Every neshama is an offshoot of an offshoot of an offshoot of one of the main neshamas. So the 600 people, the 600,000 people, the one out of Mitzrayim, they want a very, each one of them, like it's Al Trabu Klein Zantani, Perek Lamed Zayin, each neshama, when it comes down to a lower world, breaks further into 600,000, so on and so forth. So the Yidna went out of Mitzrayim, they were neshamas klalis, root neshamas, and they had the level of understanding that they had, and so each one of us who could understand, let's say you have one neshama, and there's a nitzitz in a bunch of neshamas, each one understands a little bit, that one understands a little bit, that one understands a little bit, but the root neshama, imagine it has all the understanding of all these different sparks put together. So its understanding is much, totally greater. So every single Yid will basically say in the Kuddah in simple words is that every single Yid doesn't necessarily mean that the quantity will be 600,000, but the quality of each child that will be born will be like 600,000. So it will be like those that went out of Mitzrayim, which their neshamas, they were root neshamas, they contained within themselves 600,000 parts. Their understanding was on a totally different level. And Mefarshim Connectus is a famous medrash that says that which woman in Mitzrayim was pregnant with 600,000 children? Yeah, which woman was it? Yecheved, Moshe Rabbeinu's mother. Moshe Rabbeinu was shokel. Moshe Rabbeinu was equal to all 600,000 Yidden. There's a medrash, a certain that was trying to get, you know.
By Och, and where was Ruben? Moshe Rabbeinu, who died?
You have in a number of places. You have a number of places in the drashim that you have. One was there. He was a shokel like 36 people. You have other places people that were shokel like 7,000 people. Eliezer LeMarshall was shokel, but here 600,000 is a much bigger number. So Moshe Rabbeinu was koilal all neshamas, included all yidden. So he was 600. So it was one person. Yecheved was pregnant with one person. She gave only birth. She gave birth only to Moshe Rabbeinu. She included 600,000. So Mefarshim explained the same word. The loss of love, each one will be koilal the 600,000 in the neshamas. And one of Mefarshim even goes on to explain. He says, he goes through a whole thing in Ganze Maisa. But he explains even the whole hemshech of the medrash. You might think they're sodom, they're malachim, balamuch. He says that even if he explains the ganze thing that the crowns that Yidden got by matan Torah, each Yid got by matan Torah two crowns, one for Naisa, one for Nishma. And he explained these crowns are a great level of prophecy in Yedias Hashem. Rebbe explains the issues of Kabbalah. And also love will be returned. And he says, this is the idea that every Yid will be like Yoytzi Mitzrayim, like those that stood by Har Sinai, like those that went out of Mitzrayim, stood by Har Sinai, that had this great revelation that was given to them. And he says,
here's the full 9 days he's in here. It's less than 9. So this is also what I'm going to do. You have a full 9, you should. The best way to do the Rambam is the best.
I forget the whole thing, but he says, Moshe, it says that they're not acting, the Medrash says, I might think they're ministers, they're going to be kings, and I might think they have to wage war. They won't have to wage war, they'll be kingdom. He says that now, when you have Kedusha, you sometimes have to fight the Klippa. Somebody that has a high neshama, it could be he has a high neshama, but he still has to battle the Klippa. Then they won't have to battle the Klippa, they'll have the Das, will be Bishlemus, won't have to have Muhammad with the Sitrachta. Yeah, he explains it up, he, Adarech HaKabal, Adarech HaSayed, explains the Sinyan. So getting back to the original point is one of them is, again, I don't think they're a contradiction one to another, but there's two ways of understanding the medrash. One is begashmis, quantity-wise, each two will have 600,000 children, and also quality-wise. I would just add that the medrash tilim, which means a mussel from the Tarnagelas, from the chicken, is abyssal mashma, that it's begashmis. If you're trying to say that each one will have 600,000 children, that the child, the quality of the child will equal 600,000, what's the derived from the chicken? What are you proving from the chicken?
I thought it would be, there was Shisha Bekera Sechot, that would also in Mitzrayim.
Right.
So if you, the time, the few thousand, the few years is Shisha Bekera Sechot, and you got some animals that goes in quicker than
yeah, not. Shishim, it's a, yeah, you have
by the fish, by the fishes goes go bichlala bigger right. Number.
Yeah, in Achanami, so that's the, I mean, Mefarshim say that they'll have size the Rishonim bring down the loss of love, it'll be six at a time and so forever, and they'll be.
In Mitzrayim was Shishim bekeres.
Yeah, it also says that. In the Deir HaMabul, another thing was also Shisha B'Keres Echad. That the generation of the Mabul, they also had children six at a time. The Pirkei Rav Elazar says. Fine. This was one prat they wanted to mention. Another Indian is that, besides, this is an additional to the fact that we know that the pain of labor and childbirth, and Sar Gidl Bonim, raising children, all of these things was given as a result of Chetei Tzadas. Loss of love when the Chetei Tzadas will be taken away. The Medrash says there won't be any pain of birth. So before a woman will know it, she'll already have the baby. Adar of Zetz understood there won't be any pain of labor. Besides the fact that labor will be a few hours, it won't be.
Would the twins that were born with them all in the same day?
Because it says, there was Cain and his twin were born according to some Midrashim only before Chetei Tzadas.
Oh, but they were accompanied the same day. Two different births. Cain and Hevel were two different births. The Choyra.
Yeah.
In the same day.
I don't know if
in Hevel, 1 hour.
I'm not sure. Okay. But, also, there won't be any. It won't be any akkaras, won't be any problems having children, fertility problems. It's interesting, Gemara. There's a passage that speaks in Yecheskel about a nachal, about a river that will come up from the Kedesh HaKadoshim. One of the very interesting nivuos, so that the whole Kuntres Umayim is based on Hashem. Yeah, we all know Kuntres Umayim. Kuntres Umayim is based on the passage speaking about a spring that will come up from the Kedesh HaKadoshim. Very interesting thing it says about it, a very miraculous point. But one of the things that it says, and obviously it's much deeper.
Every Nashtiya, no?
Huh?
Every Nashtiya from there.
Well, from the Kodesh HaKadosh, whoever it comes, says will come, from heaven, the Kodesh HaKadosh will start as a tiny thin thread of water, get bigger and bigger. Obviously, there's deeper meanings, but B'chalei from it says will become a rushing river that even big boats won't be able to go through, as I state. And it says that on the banks of the river, trees will grow, every month they'll give out fruit, and the fruits will be eaten, and the leaves will be used for medicine, for healing. It says, V'olehu litrufa. The leaves are trufa, we know is remedies, healing. And the Gemara, the Midrashim speak about it, the Gemara speaks about it, different opinions, what the remedies will be. One of the main opinions are, litrufa means, it's made up of two words, lahatir peh, to open up or to untie the mouth. And one explanation is that it means the people that are mute, that can't speak Rahman al-Islam, they'll eat from it and they'll be able to speak, they'll open up the mouth. Another one is I'll open up Latir Peshomata, that a woman that can't have children, so I'll open up her opening that she should be able to have children. Besides the fact that it says in other places that Abishah will heal all women that they can't have children. So this Bechlal, that the childbirth will obviously be very easy, but there's another interesting thing here, the children that will be born. I mentioned this in the past, but it's interesting, there's a Sefer Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, which wasn't even printed yet. It's called Sefer HaKovet. Kabbalistic Sefer.
What do you mean, wasn't printed? Where is it?
It's in Ksav Yad. Parts of it were printed. There's a Sefer, the guy that's working and printed a number of past few, whatever, recently, everything's relative. 10 years, 9 years ago, or more, different Svarim Rabbi Dachasin. So he quotes this thing, he said he's working on printing it. So he writes that Rabbi Dachasin writes, that the Moisa Mashiach, when a child will be born, he'll be able to walk the day he's born, and he'll be able to speak, and he'll know everything the day he's born. And he brings a raya from the Deir HaMabul. What happened by the Deir HaMabul? Deir HaMabul is a medish that says a few places that, like I mentioned in the past, when a woman would give birth, she would tell her son that's just born to go get a knife and cut the umbilical cord. And they spoke, and there's a gan samaisim with that the, one of the children met a shade, and the shade was threatening it, and it said threatened it back. That if stop it, very interesting thing. So he said, Pasuk says, Mashin Hayuhu Shiyah, whatever it was, will happen again. So he says, L'moisa Mashiach, a child that will be born, he'll be totally developed. The Rebbe really said the same words. The Rebbe spoke once a whole sicha. I would just say that sometimes the Rebbe said like this, and the Rebbe said the other way. But the Rebbe said a whole sicha a few times. He said this word. The Rebbe spoke a whole sicha that when Mashiach was, when was Mashiach born? Mashiach was born Tisha B'av. Right a second, the Beis Hamikdash was born, Mashiach was born. What's the point of Mashiach being born? That if Yidden are deserving, the Rebbe said that the best time, L'chayre, that Mashiach could have come was right after the Churban. When were the Yidden as awakened as the second the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed? So it could have been used as a great opportunity for Tshuva, Mashiach should come. So Mashiach was born that second. So the Rebbe asked, what's the point of Mashiach being born that second? Mashiach is a baby. How could a small baby do anything? So the Rebbe learns Nishkin Shaila. The Rebbe says, if in the Deir HaMabul, the Rebbe brings us a message, if in the Deir HaMabul, the generation before the Mabul, a child was able to speak the day he was born, so this is after Chet Etzadas. When Mashiach will come and she'll be back to the way it was before Chet Etzadas, and even more, we know that the Rebbe always said, Olam Al Milui Nivra, the world was created in a complete way. Mashiach will come will be even greater than that. So then, what's the Shaila to say that a small baby, and the Rebbe Bechal said that a Nechid, L'mayla Midarach HaTeva, something which is higher than nature, has no limitations, it has to be a baby, it has to be a grown-up. So the Rebbe said the baby could speak. He brought the Avseder from Achron Shal Pesach. It says that V'gor Zeifim Kefes, Yavufala, V'nar Kotten Noyegbam, a small child will lead them. So the Rebbe said, you see, the Haftarah is stressing, even a small child already will be on a very high level. And there are other times that will just say clearly, the Rebbe Kilu said the other way, that Mashiach has to already be an adult. But you see, there's a word that children that will be born will be on a much, on a day of Shlema. There's also another interesting thing, Islam, in the Indian. The Shalor, he writes, discusses the difference. You know, the Eibishter told Adam Rishon, Pruravu, the midst of having children, he told Noach, before Chet Etzadas, right, you have in the Torah, right in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, says, Pruravu, be fruitful and multiply. And then, by Parshas Noach, after the Mabul, the Eibishter again says, Pruravu. So he explains the whole thing, just to rephrase his words, very short. He explained that the true point of the mitzvah Pruravu was to give birth to children that will be coming from the side of Kedusha. Side their neshamas will be holy, side their bodies will be holy, that they won't die, like it would have been before the Chet. There wouldn't have been the Chet Etzadas, their bodies would have been pure and holy, they wouldn't have died. So the true meaning of Pruravu, Beruchnius, is similar to the way Malachim come one from the next. In other words, it's a very holy thing. He says, after the Chet Etzadas and after the Mabul, so now the whole, so the people that are born, until Mashiach comes, they don't live forever. And so Mamela, the Prud of who you're just keeping the species, the human species alive, not keeping each child that's born alive. And also the guf that he has is nishtayayay, the neshama that he has. So that's when Mashiach will come. So in other words, the children that will be born, the true, I'm not saying the halacha of the mitzvah, but the true meaning, the true intention of the Eibishter wanted lechatchila, the mitzvah of Pru Revu, is to have holy children, people that are, side their guf is holy, side their body is holy, side they live forever. That will be dafka when Mashiach will come. Anyway, B'chol, if you're getting back, so this is, just throwing into this discussion, I don't know if it's so relevant, but yeah, one of the things that people, even the Midrash and speak about it, people ask, how is the world going to have enough space for everyone that's going to be alive when Mashiach will come?
Especially if you say each one is going to have Ki Yetzi Mitzrayim.
Yeah. So the Bamas's Midrashim already asked this question. Not Negeya, this particular Maimer Chazal, the person who has so many children, but regarding Tchiyas HaMesim. That after Tchiyas HaMesim, how is the world going to contain everyone? And the simple answer is, Eibush is going to make the world bigger. It says, you have Moshe Yerushalayim, it says, until the heavens, you'll have skyscrapers, Kipshuta, now you have skyscrapers, I don't know, 100 foot. It says, the clouds, lift you up from elevators, you'll have cloud, whatever. It's interesting, Medrashim.
Scientists today have all guns. What's going to be in future generations with water? With scientists today, the chayyim won't be enough water if the world population is going to multiply and triple and there's no elephant.
Those that believe in Mashiach, not worry about this. They miss the water. They just Mashiach Omer Shem V'Yad Le'Gem Le'Chem.
There's another interesting answer that I saw. It's a Medrash Talpius. I mean, we can't. I don't know. You could question it or not. I mean, anyway, I'll just say he says that in the Beis Hamikdash. Right? There was as many Jews packed in, and they were packed like sardines.
Yeah.
There was a miracle that happened when they had to bow down, so that everyone had four amos around them. So there's a word that he says. Chassidus says a similar word, but a bit different. He says, "What is the idea here?" He says, "A Yid went into the Beis Hamikdash. He was elevated on a spiritual plane. In a spiritual plane, you can have a few things in the same place. You can have something that's a gashmi, a physical thing." Is Tefus Mokum takes up space. The idea of Gashmi is, if I'm here, you can't be in my space. I take up space. Ruchnis, let's say, Jesus, give a stupid example. In your head, you could have many, many ideas contained in the same small brain space. Because many Malachim could come to the world and be in the same place. And Ruchni is, you know, you don't have this idea that one thing takes away the space of something else. So he says, the loss of love didn't be al derech to matzah of didn't were in the base Hamikdash of such and such a more spiritual plane. So then, the gashmis won't be tefus mokum. Exactly, the gashmis, you know, they won't take up space, take up each other's space. Exactly how to explain this, I can't tell you. But the, in the Maimon of the
real gashmi.
Yeah, but in the Maimon of the Fidik Rebbe, you do have this word of that in base. He says al derech mokum ma'arin einim amida. The arin didn't take up space. Also in the base Hamikdash, when people were bottled to the elikur, so. It's not a city. You could have something which takes up doesn't take up space.
Okay, man. I mean, it's nimna nimnois.
Good. But he brings together with that.
That is that it had to be about that place.
Right, but he brings together. But he brings together with that. He brings emdim tzufim mishtachim revachim, which was not nimna
nimnois.
But he brings down the word.
So,
you bow down to Hashem, you reach a state of bittul. So then, there's enough room for everyone. When you're standing, stam you. But when you're bowing down, then you reach a level that you're vachim. That's the point. Yeah. Fine. Just to get back to what I started speaking about, I see the issue shetel duchalim. A woman will have children every day. So, I mentioned last week a few nekudas here. There's more to speak about. I don't have much time to elaborate. Why not? It says that later on, she won't even need her husband. She'll have children on her own.
That sounds like a Goyish concept.
So, either she can. Now, it doesn't say from the Eibishter. It says she'll have children on her own. It doesn't say from the Eibishter. So.
Become like a one-celled animal, right?
So anyway,
explain the explanation. Also,
this idea behind
that could be that this one time is enough for forever.
Like the Rambam says, that these things you can't say how they're gonna be until they're gonna be.
I can't perceive Rashi in Sanhedrin has four or five perushim, and he says at the end, he said, they don't know what it is. Because today, not any kid wants it. A prayer plane, he says. Cosmos doesn't exist. You don't know what it's a built in seas.
So one more word, the one that's getting late, but I see the issue shetel b'chol yoyim. I mentioned last week, there's three ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is that every day she gets pregnant, she gives birth at the end of that day. The problem with that is that you have, first of all, pashtim shat, every day a person will be with his wife. Second of all, when she gives birth, api halacha, she's tummy. So he can't be with his wife for another... That's one answer. The Atreb doesn't accept that answer. The Atreb says, the Moisa Mashiach will still remain the Tum of Yiladus.
The first Kufa, at least.
The first period is still going to be the Tum of Yiladus. another. So the Altrebbe therefore gives the pshat. The Altrebbe says that she'll be once with her husband. She'll give birth for a number of days after that, each day, and then she'll eventually it's going to stop. She'll have to have and then she'll have again the same thing. There's Rashi in Masechet Shabbos himself. He really gives two pirushim, it seems. But the first pirush he's saying, it doesn't say, so some of Farshim say it's really two pirushim. The first pirush he says, the word is harav, you let this act, learns a bit differently. He says that the day she'll be pregnant with one, she'll be able to
conceive it alone.
Yeah. In other words, she'll be, usually if a woman is pregnant, she can't conceive another child. But during her pregnancy, she'll still be able to conceive more. That's the way Rashi wants to learn. That that's the raya from the chicken, that the chicken, it's not just she gives birth every day, but he wants that. I think the way it's mashma is that even if she already has a fertilized egg in her system, she could have another egg, get another. So in other words, it's a different word, but it's not that she'll give birth every single day, but that she'll be able to conceive. She won't have to wait to conceive another. In other words, she'll get pregnant again, and then she'll give. I guess she'll have a few. The Gemara even brings, you mentioned last week, the Gemara Nida that ever brings, about babies that were born 3 months apart that she conceived during her pregnancy another child.
Well, they're the same pregnancy.
Yeah, no.
Pregnancy can stretch out 3 months, then it brings a raya.
She conceived. Wasn't Pshat she conceived during her pregnancy?
No, she did. They're two twins.
Are you sure?
I'm almost sure.
Yehudin,
yeah. Look at the Mishmedrish.
Look,
these two in Irish Mishmedrish.
I have to look it up. Okay, fine. You can just have this and Sheikh take it from your mouth.
Okay.
Wanted to say that for women, today, Sarah Ibo, the lady, but I'm strong, they don't, when a Moshiach had done it, it's not sign, that Sarah Ibo, the lady, for they
don't. Let me make a headline.
I lost it last time, I didn't know how to do it. It doesn't work, I don't know, I'm so not familiar with how you did it.
So what, I don't know where it is.
I don't know how.
You didn't lose it, you probably don't know.
I don't know where the writing is. I don't know where it is. I don't know how to do it. You know, what are you going to do? Did it stop? Did it stop already or is it still going?
Stop it.